Well, now it's time for our Bloomberg Law Report. Let's get to the legal stories we're watching this morning with Steve Potisk in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington newsroom.
House Republican leaders indicated a willingness to propose a state and local tax deduction that would allow taxpayers to deduct income taxes as well as property taxes up to a $10,000 limit. A draft advisory opinion set to be considered by the Federal Election Commission would require political ads on Facebook to carry disclaimers stating who paid for each ad. And Budget Director and Acting Director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, has hit the pause button on two court cases in what may signal a different direction for the agency.
Bloomberg Law. Everything you need, all on one legal research platform, including guidance, analysis, and Bloomberg Market Intelligence. Find out more at BloombergLaw.com.
Now, in other legal news, let's take a look at a Supreme Court case pitting a gay couple against a Colorado baker who refused to bake them a wedding cake. For more on this story, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso speaks with Greg Stuhr, Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter and co-host of Bloomberg Law.
Listen to arguments in the most watched case of the term involving a Colorado baker who refuses to make cakes for same-sex weddings. Tell us about the arguments.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to come up with the right adjective. Spirited doesn't quite do it. It was a very rapid-fire, fast-paced argument on both sides. It's clearly going to be a divided court. It's clearly going to be Justice Kennedy in the middle. We can talk more about him later. That's kind of as we expected. But the basic concerns were on both sides. If we rule for the other side, how are we going to contain this? If we say that this Colorado baker, Jack Phillips, doesn't have to make cakes for gay weddings, what does it mean for all these other people who might say, I don't want to take part in gay weddings?
Were the questions more about free speech or religious freedom?
It was much more about free speech, and that made sense because that was, among other things, what the Trump administration focused on in its brief. The first half of the argument, which involved the Trump administration and the lawyer for the baker, was almost entirely, if not entirely, about free speech. There were some religious rights questions on the backside, so there was a little more of a focus on religion coming from the court's conservatives.
So we have talked about Justice Kennedy because he is both an advocate for free speech rights, a strong advocate, and the author of the court's four most important gay rights rulings. And he, everything I've seen said he appeared divided.
Yeah, very, very much so. So a couple questions that he asked, or a couple comments that he made. He talked about the possibility that bakers might put up signs in their windows saying, we don't make cakes for gay weddings. And he said that would be an affront to the gay community. On the other side, he said that Colorado had been, quote, neither tolerant nor respectful of the religious views of the baker. So he clearly sees values on both sides. I could tell you which way it seemed like he was leaning, but I'm not sure it's really worth that much because he was very focused on, he had questions for both sides, and it would not be a shock to most people who saw the argument to see him come out either way in the case.
That's Greg Stuhr, Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter, speaking with Bloomberg's Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio and find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com for more information.